From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the Trump Charlottesville controversy continues to linger at home and overseas. President Donald Trump today fired back at a growing number of fellow Republicans who denounced his response to the Charlottesville, Virginia violence, further fueling the latest controversy to engulf his seven-month-old presidency. In a series of posts on Twitter, Trump lashed out at Republican U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake, as well as the media, and said he had not drawn any moral comparisons between white supremacists and those who oppose them. Internationally, people on the street are reacting, such as this young man in London.
USA is probably the most powerful nation all around the world. And, you know, have a president like that in that nation is just a danger for all the world.
The weekend violence at the Virginia college town has inflamed racial tensions nationwide and renewed concerns over hate groups after Trump blamed both anti-racism activists and white nationalists. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says President Trump has promised to seek Seoul's approval before taking any military action against North Korea. He said only South Korea can decide military actions on the Korean Peninsula. No one can choose to carry out military action without South Korea's consent. The U.S. and President Trump have made a promise to fully cooperate and ask for our agreement in advance before utilizing whatever options they might use against the North. President Trump is still doing what he can to leverage the situation via China. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford.
You and President Trump were committed to our improvement in military-military relations, and we have approached it with great commitment, candor, and we certainly want to deliver results.
He was speaking to Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election results in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga has called the outcome of the August 8th election he lost to President Uhuru Kenyatta fraudulent. Some feared the 72-year-old politician would urge supporters to take to the streets in violent protest. Disputed results in 2007 left more than 1,000 dead. Sierra Leone on Wednesday began a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides, while the grim task of burying the dead to avoid spreading disease is underway. Nearly 400 are known dead, including members of this man's family.
I have a relative who used to live in this community, my younger sister and her three children with her husband. But unfortunately, they are all dead.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. Sunil Saigal is the UN resident coordinator for Sierra Leone.
People are extremely traumatized, quite naturally, from a devastating event like this. People are missing, families have loved ones missing. The information we're getting from the communities is that this is the absolute priority to help find missing people and help provide support to the families.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mountainside collapsed during the rainy season near the capital of Freetown. A Hong Kong appeals court has sentenced the trio of young leaders of the city's pro-democracy movement to prison, a move likely to fuel growing fears of a reversal of basic human rights under Chinese rule. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow initially received non-custodial sentences by a lower court last year for storming a courtyard on the grounds of the government's headquarters in September of 2014, which led to what they call the Umbrella Revolution. But the court reversed those sentences Thursday, ordering much harsher sentences. Wong, who will serve between 6 and 8 months, addressed a large crowd of supporters before the sentencing hearing.
"People united will never be defeated."
He urged them not to give up their quest for full democracy. Vice President Mike Pence cutting short a trip to Latin America and returning to Washington later today, reportedly preparing for a high-level meeting with President Trump and their advisors on Afghanistan. The administration has been working to come up with a new strategy to end America's longest war, now going on for 16 years, including possibly sending more troops or security contractors to improve security. In Afghanistan, a service member was killed and five others were wounded during a military operation yesterday. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.